another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. Today I have my friend Maggie from Coop Aleworks, and we talk about all sorts of stuff. It was a lovely episode. We drank an F5 and hung out and talked about podcasts and the craft beer industry in Oklahoma and wine and grocery stores, and it was just a great time. So I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. As always, this episode is sponsored in part by Coop Aleworks. So thank you, Coop, for all the love, and also sponsored in part by Savory Spice Shop. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. And as always, you can find me at overeasy.blog is where I kind of do my blogging stuff. And there's a new recipe up with F5 beer cheese and soft pretzels. So I hope you guys go and check that out. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, OKC Over Easy. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get on to the episode.
My friend Maggie from Coop Aleworks is here with me today.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, OKC Over Easy listeners. I also haven't recorded in a month, so I'm feeling a little bit rusty.
So maybe we're both. We're just getting into it.
Let's just crack open these beers so everybody can listen. Here we go. We have two F5 IPAs from Coop Aleworks today, and this episode is sponsored by Coop Aleworks. So, thank you, Coop, for being just generally awesome.
Yes, we love to support the community and whatever anyone's doing. So, we like to be a part of whatever we can.
I think that's awesome, and I am just such a huge fan of Coop Aleworks, and I'm so glad that you guys are in the community. So, what'd you do this morning? Anything?
I haven't done much this morning. I do have a young puppy who's 5 months old.
Oh my God.
So my husband left about an hour before I did. And so I feel like sometimes I'm like, how am I going to have kids when I have to take care of this puppy by myself? Because she gets crazy and she gets into everything. So
what kind of puppy is it?
We don't know what she is. We got her from the Humane Society. So she's just a mix, but we think she's some kind of terrier mix.
Okay.
Her mom was there too, and her mom's about 20, 25 pounds.
Okay.
She's a little black dog. She's really cute.
Does she like to cuddle?
She likes to cuddle when she's calm.
Okay.
Which if you've had a pup, I know you have dogs, so I don't know if they were puppies, but they kind of go from 100 to 0. And so
I got Amy. She wasn't a puppy. She was one-ish. So I've never had to do the whole puppy thing.
Yeah.
Which seems really overwhelming. When I got Amy, she was already potty trained and she was kind of sick. But other than that, she knew sit and she knew how to fetch and do that kind of stuff. So, I think I would be overwhelmed with the hot water bottle heater and potty training and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, the potty training is a lot, and she's also pretty high energy compared to our other pets.
Okay.
So she's always wanting to play and roughhouse, and they're just kind of leave me alone.
Yeah.
So
I never had little dogs in my life until I met my boyfriend and he has a Yorkie, and now I'm obsessed with little dogs. I feel like I'll be that old lady with just a Yorkie on her lap.
Well, when we got this dog, we have an older pit mix.
Okay.
So he's 10 or 11. We're not really sure. Uh-huh. He was adopted. But my husband had been I maybe want a small to medium. And I was really surprised.
Yeah.
He never struck me as the small dog.
Right.
Type. But I think now that we have the small dog, he wants the lap dog. He wants the snuggly dog. So
it's so funny because when I met Mike, it was his family all had Yorkies. So I'm okay, it's kind of a family type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm obsessed with them. I held Maverick a baby last night for an hour. And I was this is what I want a fur baby.
Yeah. They're easier to snuggle than the big dogs.
Yeah. So what's your new dog's name?
Her name is Avery.
Okay.
So it's a little beer inspired, actually.
Ooh.
We were trying to come up with something, and Avery is a big brewery in Colorado. So
Okay. So have you been out to Colorado and go to all the breweries out there?
Yeah, I actually with Coop got to go to the Great American Beer Festival last year, and there we took trips out to Avery, which is in Boulder. We went to Oscar Blues. We went to New Belgium. So it was really cool
that
to see those
really fun
large scale. It was crazy because I could compare it to what I see at Coop, but obviously on a much larger scale.
Yeah.
So We did a New Belgium tour that was probably 3 to 4 hours long, and I think they could have gone longer. That's, like, I think they could stretch that tour all day if they really wanted to.
That's cool, working in the industry, and then you get to see, like, how other people do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked in alumni relations, and it was really cool to go to, like, other campuses and see, like, they have a huge alumni center, and they have all this. So I think that would be really cool to see, like, we're a pretty big brewery in Oklahoma, like the biggest one, right?
Yes. But then, yeah, like you're saying, to go to Colorado where the craft beer industry is huge, it's like insane to see how big, how large of a scale they're doing everything on.
Yeah.
It's really cool, though.
We're going to get into more beer talk, and we're going to talk a ton about Coop in a little bit. But we're going to start out with the Eat of the Week. And do you have a favorite restaurant that you've been eating, or a favorite dish that you've been making, or something you've been really into?
Well,
lately,
with this rainy weather, I did make baked potato soup last night. It was really good.
I saw a picture.
As far as restaurants, kind of my, like, go-to always recommendation for people is the Mule.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Macaroni Pony.
Yeah.
It is really definitely good. Something that I have to be, like, going home after I eat it so I can just, like, take a food nap. Mm-hmm. But it is probably my favorite.
So I heard that the Mule, and I work at Gulfport with one of the owners of the Mule, and he, through the grapevine, I heard that they won best ranch dressing in Oklahoma City. Let me Google that real quick. And apparently there's a ranch blogger in Oklahoma City that I haven't done research on yet, but I need to. But yeah, have you had their ranch dressing, or do you remember it being, like, really good?
I don't think I've had it. I definitely love their fries.
Their fries are really good.
But I don't think I've ever had them with ranch. I didn't even know they had ranch.
That's what I'm like.
Because I'm like, do they have salad?
They do have salad. I've had salad there before. I typed in best ranch dressing OKC the Mule, and I'm not seeing anything. But I will update my listeners on either the Instagram or the Facebook about this best ranch dressing, because I don't think I've ever had their ranch dressing. I'm like, I'm sure I've had it with their cheese curds, right?
Oh yeah, you're right. And I had it was good, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it didn't stick in my mind.
Do you have, like, a favorite ranch dressing?
I worked at Charleston's in high school and college, and their ranch is really good.
Yeah,
it's kind of like not on the trendy ranch. Mm-mm. But the ranch and the honey mustard.
The honey mustard is so good.
And no one's honey mustard is like that.
Right.
Like, you go other places and it's, like, not as creamy.
But it's the same at Louis, too, since they're, like, Smith. Oh, their honey mustard is so good. I could drink it. I like it with the sweet potato fries. Really good. Yeah, the Mule is a good spot. I haven't really been out. I saw Burger Punk the other day.
Yeah.
We had gone to Chicken Beer, and I was like, can we go to Burger Punk and get a shake? But we were both, like, really full. But so I heard it's okay.
Burger Punk?
Yeah.
Was that a pop-up?
It's the new food truck from 84 Hospitality.
It's a truck. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just, like, a burger and fries truck.
Yeah.
And they have some cool shakes, I guess, too. Like Butterfinger Miso, which I'm like, what is that gonna taste like? But I mean, it could be really good.
But if my mind was set on Chicken Beer, we love Chicken Beer.
We really love Chicken Beer. It's a good, like, middle of the road, and it's a little bit elevated, but it's still, like, my boyfriend from Western Oklahoma still really likes it. We went there on Friday and we sat on the patio and it was really nice.
It's also a good one. My parents have Thunder tickets, so we go with them occasionally, and it's open late during the week, so we can go there after, and it's a good place for my parents, like, nothing too crazy, the service is good, like.
Ooh, I should take, well, my mom probably wouldn't, she doesn't really like stuff with flavor, but my dad would probably really enjoy Chicken Beer. Do you get the boneless or the ones with bones in it?
I get boneless, but my parents like traditional, so they usually get those. The first time we went, I don't know that they were expecting the Asian flair, but I do think they like it now that they know that
it's not too Asian-y. Yeah. It's like,
there are definitely options that are not, but I always like the gochujang, and
the Asian so good. Really good. We had the yellow curry, and speaking of curry, that's my eat of the week. I've been into curry lately, and it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, it's been 7 years and my taste buds have changed.
Yeah.
Because I used to not like it and now I'm like kind of obsessed with it. Like I get it whenever I can. I've never made it, but that's on the docket to do tonight. So it's Sunday. This episode will go up today.
Okay.
And I'm going to make some curry. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
Do you like curry?
I do like curry. I love Thai food. Mm-hmm. Another, like, this is not trendy eat of the week at all, but I live kind of near Bethany, and Lai Thai in Bethany is probably my favorite Thai here.
Hot so tip.
It's like 23rd and Council area. Okay. It's like not on the in the bubble, in the right. city bubble, but it's really good. And I have not had their curry because when I do Thai, I usually go more noodles, uh-huh. but Indian, I'll do curry.
Yeah. So. We really like Penang too.
Oh, okay.
Which is right next to our work. We go there all the time. And I had their curry the other day and it was really good. But I also love their pad thai. Like I can't.
That's kind of like sometimes I order, I'm like, do I want rice? Do I want pad thai?
Yeah.
Do I want curry?
It's all
I
good.
Love Thai.
It's
yeah.
all good. It's yeah. It's delicious. Yeah, so I've been into curry. I asked on Twitter for people to send me their best curry recipes and I'm gonna make one tonight, so I'm super excited about that. Okay, grocery gab. And listen, the last episode was like pre wine in grocery stores.
Yeah.
So we can talk about wine and beer in grocery stores. Like, what's up?
I know.
It's so crazy.
I went around that Monday on October 1st because I do the social media for Coop. So okay. I was trying to get pictures and see who had what.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see. And even now when I've gone grocery shopping, I'm like, oh, a wine aisle. I'm like surprised.
We're like Puritans.
Yeah. And it was cool to see it. Everyone was kind of still getting set up. Uh-huh. I think it snuck up on everyone quickly. But
yeah,
from what I saw, some really good local craft beer selections uh-huh. were at Trader Joe's, which was a little surprising to me because they're so known for the wine. But they had a decent little section of local craft.
Oh, I saw a huge thing yesterday of F5. I was like, yes.
Yeah. And then I remember Homeland had some good ones mm-hmm. and Whole Foods, like it was like a miniature liquor store in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And I don't really shop there usually for groceries, but I was like, it was seriously like a little section of the store was just all wine and beer. So it was really cool.
Yeah. I was in Sprouts and I was just kind of staring at it. And this girl came up to me and she was like, isn't it amazing? And we had this like moment and I was like, it's just wild that it's here. And I mean, I've spent my whole adult life like having to go to the liquor store to get High Point beer and wine. And now it's like in the grocery store, which is so, I mean, minuscule to anyone that doesn't live in Oklahoma, but it's like really big for us now.
And it's even weirder, I think, the convenience stores. Like to go into 7-Eleven and see wine is like,
you're like, what?
I'm like, this doesn't belong here.
And then what's the rule? Like, so if it's in 7-Eleven, can you buy it up until a certain time or can you buy it like all hours of the night?
It is up until a certain time. I don't know off the top of my head, but Edible OKC actually did a really, I referenced this like at work. They did a good little Instagram graphic that I think is also going to be, it's in their new drinks issue.
Okay.
But it had a good little bullet points of like what's allowed now, what's not affected. Mm-hmm. And so I know we're allowed to extend our tap room hours now.
Yeah.
Which,
have you done yet or no?
We haven't done that yet. Since we're like Southside, mm-hmm. it's like not as much of a bar atmosphere. So I don't know what we're going to do. I think once we're on 23rd, the hours will be extended for sure. But
yes, which we will talk about later. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. One thing I found is I have bought some bad wine. Like I don't know what to buy. And I know like the general types. My friend Judy, who has been on the show a million times, she works at the library. And I said, hey, will you put me in some books about beginner's guide to wine? And she put one in and I got it. It's called Wine All the Time. And it's by Marissa Ross. And I just started it. And it's actually really good primer for people that don't know that much about wine. And she explains it in a very down to earth type of way.
That's good.
So now I can go into the grocery store and feel a little bit more versed on what to buy. Because I bought some Trader Joe's wine and I was like, this is bad. So I had to make it into sangria. And I've just kind of been blindly choosing things.
Yeah. Right and now. It's funny working at Coop because I do drink beer, but I also love wine. Uh-huh. I'm a big wine drinker. But I had no like rhyme or reason to. Yeah. I kind of like know what price range I'm going for. I like red. I don't like sweet. So I just kind of go in that direction.
Yeah.
And hope for the best. It usually works out fine.
Yeah. But. And it's like the one that I didn't like, I was like, I got to make this into sangria. Yeah. Like, this is not going to work. So just like squeeze some lime in it, put a dash of orange juice. I was like, okay, this is fine. Yeah. So everybody send us your opinions on wine in grocery stores and we'll read them next time on the show. I just think it's really interesting and wild and just it's going to change a lot for the city.
And even the cold beer in the liquor stores.
Yeah.
The like Byron's and Poncho's mm-hmm. and Grand Cru kind of stand out and where I went that first day had big cooler setups and lots of local also. So
yeah, I haven't been to Poncho's ever. Okay. I don't think
that was. So I grew up in Northwest Oklahoma City and Poncho's was like my parents' go-to.
Oh.
So it's Expressway and Meridian and they always said the prices there were the best. So I believe them.
Yeah. Because if my parents said it. I love Grand Cru. That's like one of my favorite. I mean, it's huge and they're so helpful.
And I don't really shop at Byron's just because I don't work or live over there. Mm-hmm. And when I went in there, I was like, this is like a Walmart liquor store. It was crazy. I didn't realize how intense it was.
Oh my God. You should see it at Christmas. Like there's literally parking attendants outside just like directing traffic. Yeah. And it is a true nightmare. Like it's just, it's not great, but sometimes it's where you gotta go. Yeah. So. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next segment, which is my OKC Talk Judgment Corner. so this is where I get on OKC Talk and find the latest and greatest news about Oklahoma City development and IKEA.
I saw a blurb on Facebook. And is it an announcement or is it like a maybe
they're
announcement?
They're just saying they're looking at Chisholm Creek, which Chisholm Creek is like blowing up.
That is definitely where I would expect it to go if it came.
There's definitely a Costco going in, which is incredible.
Which I've heard, again, I'm not super familiar with Costco, but I'm like, it's like Sam's, right? And people are like, yeah, but way better. Like
it's like Sam's, but if Sam's had like a pulse on trendy things. Mm. So you know how like Aldi is just kind of regular and Trader Joe's is like trendy. Yeah. I think that's kind of the correlation of it. I follow an Instagram account because I'm a freak called Costco Does It Again. So it's kind of like Target Does It Again. Do you follow that?
I've seen it.
It's just like a really great marketing way to promote Target or to promote Costco. And they show like different products that are at Costco. And I'm like, I'll go there. Yeah. Like I'll buy stuff. I'll buy, you know, 24 bottles of kombucha for $17 or whatever, however much they're charging. But, Costco's going in. Have you been to the new Firebirds wood grill?
No, I haven't either. So we went up there when Uncle Julio's, not right when they opened, but we went up there and, we saw it, but it wasn't open yet.
Yeah. Did you like Uncle Julio's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's like, yeah, it was like Mexican.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know. Bougie Mexican just isn't like my jam. I'd rather go to a taco truck or Ted's, honestly.
Where
you know?
I can like eat unlimited chips and queso.
But it's so funny because we would get like two meals at Ted's. And then finally I was like, let's just split something. And so now we split the chimichanga meal and it's like, the perfect amount of food because we eat a ton of chips and queso and tortillas, drink a margarita, and then half of a chimichanga. Perfect.
And I cannot stop on the Ted's tortillas.
Oh,
if
my
they keep
God,
bringing
I
them,
can't
I'm
stop.
Gonna keep eating
I
them.
Can't stop. It's my favorite. I mean, sometimes we go to Chilino's just because it's close, but my heart lies with Ted's for sure. What was I gonna say? So yeah, there's all those new places up there. So IKEA is looking at building there, and I'm like, great. I'd love an IKEA. But we shall see what happens with the Chisholm Creek development. So it'll be interesting to see. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in. So you haven't been on the show before. Maggie Silkey, that's how you say your last name, right?
Yes, that is how you say it.
you grew up in Northwest Oklahoma City is what you said.
I did. I've lived in Oklahoma all my life. So I grew up in Northwest Oklahoma City, and then I went to Oklahoma State in Stillwater.
Okay.
And then moved back to the city.
I need to go. I haven't ever done like a Stillwater food tour.
Okay.
I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. And it's
What suggestions would you give?
So the Eskimo Joe's cheese fries do live up to the hype.
Yes.
But like I would go there and get cheese fries and then go to like Hideaway, which I swear the Hideaway is different. The crust is different.
Because it's the first one.
It's the first one. And there's like rumors that they still have some of the stuff that's just theirs that's not shared with
Alpine other locations. Alpine sauce?
I don't know.
Or like the Italian dressing?
Oh, I don't know. Mm. I think the crust is different and better.
Okay. But I've had Rob Christinger. He used to work for Hideaway.
Right.
He was on the birthday episode, which was a couple years ago. And he talked about like the Stillwater hacks from Hideaway. Okay, so you would do cheese fries at Eskimo Joe's, Hideaway pizza.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's a place called, back to Thai food, there's a place called Thai Cafe that's really good.
Okay.
That is kind of like, you wouldn't expect it. It kind of looks like run down on the outside, but it's really good. Uh-huh.
To really see a place like in that short amount of time, like I feel like the best way to do it is on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Whether it's like renting like a bike share, or if you have a little more time, we'd get like a guided tour. And it's just really fun. You know, you see some pretty off the beaten path locations and just kind of hear it from a local, you know, who knows a little bit about what the place is about, you know, some fun facts.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you have more to tell people when you get back, you know, rather than I had some beers with some locals or just some good food. Like you kind of got some insight.
We went to one place and like that, we just stayed there, you know?
Yeah. So really just thoroughly enjoyed that on our first trip to Vancouver. And we pretty much started doing it every vacation after that.
That's so awesome.
We did some in Rome and Chicago, even recently in Budapest with a few friends.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Pam.
Yeah.
If she listens.
Pamela Chironik. She was there.
Yeah.
But coming home, you know, I was like, man, I kind of want to like start a side hustle, you know, see what's up. And I'm just really passionate about riding bikes and motorcycles. So I was like, how come OKC doesn't have something like this? We got some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't anybody doing it. So I was like, why not? Let's give it a shot. So we bought 12 bicycles and my garage is like filled to the brim. And it's been a really fun process. We got to hire like a graphic designer.
That's just so cool. I love having people on that are wanting to bring like really cool stuff to Oklahoma City. I admire that so much. So that's awesome. So tell me about your rides because I get to go on one.
Yeah. You're coming on the friends and family.
Yeah. So, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we are too. So we're officially open for business April 7th, but here at the end of March is when we'll go. Hopefully it's not too cold. But we're offering two different types of standard tours. There's an art and architecture tour.
Okay.
That'll be around town, maybe around 8 miles or so.
And that's kind of your wheelhouse. Like you're really excited about planning that, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's a pretty cool route. Like we'll get to see a lot of neat sights. Like it'll go all the way to the river to see like the Olympic training site, Boathouse District.
Cool.
And then it'll go as far north as Heritage Hills to see some more historic, like Overholser Mansion type stuff.
Awesome.
Everything in between. So,
yeah.
We'll see some murals, some cool buildings.
Are you going to go inside anywhere or is it kind of just like all out on the bikes?
It's mainly just on the bikes. I think whenever we stop at the National Memorial, like we'll park for a little bit and let people go in and kind of see some of the chairs and like the reflecting pond. But I'll give like, you know, fun facts and some historical stuff along the way too. So we won't be like sweating.
Right.
It'll be pretty leisurely.
Yeah. That's so cool. Like for people, I don't know. I guess I don't think about tourists coming here.
Yeah.
You know? So it's cool for people because I've seen the National Memorial thousands of times, but it's like for people that haven't been here before.
Yeah, and even, I mean, like, staycations are kind of cool sometimes, you know, just, like, go to the museum, like, you haven't been in a while, or do some of the stuff you haven't done in a while, which is pretty fun.
Explore the city.
Yeah, but then one of our other tours we're doing is the Bikes and Brews tour.
Which is the one I booked, obviously.
Oh, naturally. So it's basically the same tour as the art and architecture one, but it includes a stop at every downtown brewery currently.
Okay.
There's five. but I think we're getting two or three more within like the next 6 months or something.
That's going to be awesome.
So just be kind of a cool little bucket list thing to see you checked them all off like mm-hmm. in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Kind of like a brewery crawl almost.
So how did you work with the breweries? And they offer beer samples, correct?
Yeah, they do. Most of them offer like the smaller tasters. Mm-hmm. So like a 2 or 4 ounce little,
yeah.
I don't know what you call it. It's not a growler, I guess, but like a, anyway.
Yeah, just a couple ounces.
Yeah. So basically over the course of 3 hours, we'll try equivalent to about a pint, mm-hmm. a little over a pint.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy more than that, you're more than welcome to. Mm-hmm. That's what's included in the tour.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah, we're working out a way right now with a few of them to where we can get in and out pretty quick, not have to wait in line, and I just swipe, or they'll have my card on file, and mm-hmm. we won't have to like tab everybody.
Yeah.
So, and every now and then, hopefully we'll get like some behind the scenes, like locals only, like brewery tours, mm-hmm. with some of the brewmasters.
Yeah.
Here's some fun facts on that.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I'm really excited for it. I saw you posted on Facebook and I was like, this is awesome. I want him to come on the podcast. So I'm going to do the brew tour, I think, in a couple weeks, but mm-hmm. I'm really excited and I'm going to recommend it to everyone.
Cool.
I think I had told you before we started recording, I had my friend Ashley on a year and a half ago, maybe. She did the Foodie Foot Tours.
Yeah.
And so she has actually expanded to Tulsa and Austin.
Dang.
So she kind of has like this little, you know, mogul type, like she's really doing it. So
hustler.
I can see how you could expand this to,
oh, really?
To be awesome. Yeah.
Dang.
So you had asked me, and this is a really hard question, but you had written in your email, if there was going to be a foodie bike tour, like where would it go? And
that's
so now
one.
I kind of have to think about it in, not in the terms of like, what does Mallory like, but like, what would Mallory want to show like a tourist?
Yeah. Someone from out of town.
Yeah. But I have a few questions because it's like, how do you make a good bike tour? Like how long
mm-hmm.
do you have to go between stops? And what if you can't get across the Oklahoma River to the stockyards, like to go to Cattlemen's, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we're pretty good at planning out like custom tours.
Okay.
So, I mean, as long as you keep it under like an 8 mile loop, mm-hmm. usually I feel like just about anybody can do that.
But, okay.
I mean, we could go up to 12 if mm-hmm. you have some athletic
people. I mean,
people.
you'd have to be on 23rd Street. You'd have to go to the Plaza District.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to Midtown
for
and
sure.
Auto Alley, like all of those kind of cool places. But then I'm like, maybe it should be more centered on like breakfast. Like you could definitely do a breakfast tour.
For sure.
Yeah. Or a coffee one or, you know, taco tour. You'd have to go to the South Side. To
get some, Viva la South Side.
To get some really good tacos. But you could go to Big Truck. I mean, you could deal with like Big Truck and Iguana and all those places, but
yeah,
to get the authentic, you'd have to go to
South Side. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, that's
and
a tough one.
When I post this, I'm going to post where I think the food should go. The food tour should go. So
yeah,
that was a really hard question.
That is.
So tell me a little bit about, I guess your take on the food scene, because you're kind of a foodie. You are you're in Take a Bite. You go to the Take a Bite dinners. What's your opinion on the food scene right now in Oklahoma City?
Golly, well, there's so many options now, like local, like cool options.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like once a month there's a new spot coming out, and it kind of worries me. You know, like, are we going to be able to sustain this?
Yeah,
but golly, I'm just so excited. You know, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to forget about some of the long-standing restaurants too that have been there like forever. Like, I haven't been to Shogun in forever, but that place is legit. You
yeah,
know?
It's really good.
But I don't know. You know, I haven't had a poke bowl yet. I hear a lot of hype.
Okay, yeah. So JV was on like a couple weeks ago, and he said, "Oh, something's coming out." Like, he wouldn't even tell me off the mic. Like,
really?
I asked him, I was like, "Wait, what's happening?"
And top secret.
He was like, "Oh, I can't say." So I was like, "Okay, well, he's opening a poke place with with one of his friends that's from LA, and he does mm-hmm. all sorts of food stuff. And then there's two poke places opening on 23rd. One is called Okie Poke and one is called Okie Pokey.
What?
Did you read this?
I did not. Those are so similar.
They have to change the name.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
That's unfortunate.
I'm really concerned because this is what, let me find.
Dang.
Let me see if I can log into Facebook because I want to find it. But I don't remember my password ever. Fee posted about it in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And she said about the JV one, we don't know the name of that one yet. And yeah. then, but that's not going to be in on 23rd. Yeah.
Oh.
So his is not on 23rd. I don't know where his is going to be located. But there's two on 23rd, one in the old Guernsey Park, and then one down the street, I think. And one of them's called Okie Poke, and one of them's called Okie Pokey. So, like, I'm nervous.
Yeah. And doesn't the Drake offer poke bowls now?
I did not know that.
I thought they did.
Okay. But. There's a few places that have them on the menu.
Okay.
But it's not like I had a really good poke bowl in Chicago where you just go and it's like just a giant sushi bowl and it's nice. So good. I'm a little nervous about the fish. Like, it's always a risk when you're eating raw fish. And I had a friend, she lives in Portland, which she loves poke bowls. She was like, I got food poisoning from them one time, which I guess is just always a risk when you eat sushi. But
yeah.
I'm just a tad bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see, I guess. Sure.
Do you have a favorite sushi spot?
Yes. So, Nico.
Me too.
Yeah. Obviously.
The lifesaver roll is like to die for.
I haven't had it.
It's got like little lemon wedges on the top.
Okay, I have had it.
With bacon?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Very good. Very good. It's legit. Nico, because of the Nico fries.
Oh, yeah.
And the sushi. And we took my boyfriend for his birthday and his sister and brother-in-law, and they had never had a sake bomb.
Oh, really?
They're like 26, 27. So we're like, we're getting sake bombs. And it was just like the perfect experience. We got all the stuff and... I wouldn't say it's my absolute favorite sushi, but it's my favorite atmosphere to get sushi.
Yeah, that's important. The architecture and interior design.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you would know that.
Yeah.
I really like Sumo in Edmond.
Yeah.
It is like a hole in the wall. Have you ever been?
No.
I
don't get up that way much.
It's not very pretty architecture. It's not very nice inside. But they've had I ate there in college all the time. The best priced and the best quality that I've had.
Really?
Yeah. So
give that a shot.
It's good. Now I want sushi.
Yeah.
I'm craving it now.
I end up getting the grocery store sushi pretty frequently and I'm always disappointed, but it's just so quick and easy. Yeah. You know?
I like to get the ever since I had that experience in Seattle with the oyster, the raw fish kind of freaks me out sometimes. Ooh. So I always get the vegetable whenever I do grocery store sushi.
Smart move.
So the poke restaurants. So that's I guess that was kind of the point she was making is like they all rush to do like the same thing. So we had, you know, we have all the biscuit places now and we have all the breakfast places. So it's very interesting to see all this like competition that pops up at one time.
You think it's like a fad?
Yeah. I mean, all the pizza places, all the taco places. I mean, they all kind of like Barrios and Revolucion popped up at one time.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So it's interesting to
see.
I
never thought about that, but yeah.
And then if you think about like Halls, and what was the one that opened at the same time as Halls? I can't remember.
Ooh, oh, it was Twisted Sisters or something? Or
yeah, have you been there?
No, I haven't.
It's not my... Nah, it's not going to bleep this out. It's in a weird
little spot.
It's a weird vibe when you go in.
It's in a huge building, like four-story tall, like Borden Milk building or something. Mm-hmm. But
I'd say just experience it for yourself, but it's a little strange.
Priced well?
I don't think I paid for my meal there. So I don't know. I don't remember looking at the prices and it being really weird. Okay. Another thing that we probably should have talked about when we were talking about the food tour on the bikes was, I guess there's a cookie tour.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
So the response from people on Ride OKC has been really positive, like overwhelming response. I'm kind of thrown back by it. But my friend Bailey Gordon, she has a website called cookietour.com. Mm-hmm. It's cookie-tour.com. And she reached out to me. She's a cookie connoisseur, apparently, like all over the country.
But okay.
She started like her own map of the best cookies in like Oklahoma City.
I'm on it right now and I'm absolutely obsessed with
it. It's cool,
her.
Right? She's yeah. got a little pink cookie thing.
Yeah.
But she thinks it'd be really fun to do a bike tour to see all her favorite cookies.
Is she yeah. local?
Yeah.
She is?
Yeah, okay. She's from here.
I'm going to have her come on the pod.
Yeah, you should.
About cookies. Because
really nice.
I'm obsessed with cookies.
So, yeah, she's pretty good. So
we'll have her talk about the tour on here, but everybody go visit cookietour.com.
Yeah,
because it's sure. awesome.
So, yeah, it's good to see passionate people about different things.
Yeah. So. Well, we're really excited for Ride OKC. How can people contact you or find out more information? And I'll post it too. But all right.
Yeah, so guys, I'm not very good at social media, but I'm trying.
You have an assistant here that's helping you.
Yeah, my friend Fowler's here from National Memorial Museum. He's the man.
Oh, cool. Are you guys doing the race? Well,
Zach's like in charge of it pretty much.
I'm doing the half marathon. It's my favorite. Dang. It's my favorite thing ever.
It's a great event.
I've done it four times. This will be my fifth time to do the half marathon.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You're doing the half.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
I'm doing the 5K.
Okay. I did the 5K last year. It's great. I love it. Yeah.
It's on my birthday this year. So
okay.
My whole family's coming in town.
Oh, that'll be so fun. Yeah. I just get chills when I think about it. It's my favorite thing ever.
Seriously. Seeing the firefighters run, I get like choked up every time.
And going to one of my favorite things is going to the expo. Because it's just so well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Shout out to Fowler. Shout out to the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon.
For sure. Our most moving stop on the bike tour.
Yes.
For art and architecture. So, yeah, if you do want to like follow us on the social media outlets, it's just RideOKC. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, our website is just RideOKC.com. And
do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. What else is there?
I don't think we've exhausted all of our things about tacos and biscuits and bikes.
I'm trying to think of food related stuff to talk about that would interest your clientele, but, let me talk about this one thing for Whole30 that I made.
Okay.
So these brownies.
Okay.
That we made.
You're not really supposed to eat brownies, though, right?
Right. But you can if you make them this certain way. So these were raw brownies for Whole30. And I found it online. But it's, you basically take those medjool dates.
Uh-huh.
You like de-seed them.
Yeah.
Put them in a blender. You mix in a little bit of Whole30 approved cocoa powder.
Okay.
And then a little bit of walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't use vanilla extract.
Mm-hmm.
You got to buy the freaking vanilla beans. Which are like $20 for two beans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
But they're like beautiful and they smell mm-hmm. fantastic. So you cut them open and you start like scraping out like the seed residue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like onyx. It's like jet black.
Okay.
It's crazy looking.
Yeah.
And you basically just put that into the blender with it and you just blend all that stuff up and you make like these little brownie balls.
Uh-huh.
It looks like those cake ball things kind of. And then you put them in the fridge and it literally tastes like better than a lot of the brownies that you can get from a box.
So you still make them now?
We went through like three batches of them and they're freaking expensive, right? Like I said, $20 for two things of vanilla.
Yeah.
So these were like $40 brownies and you get probably 10 of them.
Yeah. Do you have an Instant Pot?
No.
Okay.
We have an air fryer though.
Oh, I've used the air fryer like every day during Whole30 for potatoes and meat and all sorts of stuff. But if you have an Instant Pot, you can make your own vanilla extract with vanilla beans. So
no
basically
way.
You just put the vanilla beans, you get the expensive vanilla beans, but it makes a ton.
Dang,
yeah.
I've
researched it, but I haven't done it yet.
I should have known that. I should have reached out to you. As a veteran of the whole 30 game.
I could have told you how to do it. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, those, I haven't ever made like the raw, I'm more like your friend, what's your friend's name? The cookie girl.
Oh, that's Bailey.
Bailey. I'm more like Bailey with just the regular cookie. The closest thing I got to desserts on Whole 30 was I would eat Lara bars all the time.
Those were really good. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with those.
Now that I'm off Whole 30, they're not as good.
Yeah.
So, but.
What was your favorite kind?
I really like cinnamon roll.
Put that in the microwave for a little bit. It almost tastes like the real thing.
Yeah, a little bit of almond butter on. I would put almond butter on everything.
I like the lemon ones pretty well.
Lemon ones and the key lime and the coconut.
I did love the coconut. I didn't try key lime.
Yeah. So follow Ride OKC on Instagram, Facebook. Huh?
We should probably talk about beer too. That's a pretty big proponent of Ride OKC.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about beer.
I mean, it's not really food, but it is something you consume.
Right.
But do you have a favorite beer? I know Coop sponsors you. You're going to have to tell them it's Coop.
I love Coop.
Coop's great.
F5. I really like what, I think I've said this before, but I really like what Rough Tail's doing.
Yeah.
They're just cool. And I really liked the e-juice when it came out.
Yeah.
So I searched all over for it. It was really hard to find like in the city.
Yeah.
So I still have that like on reserve for special occasions. And I love Coop, and I like what Rough Tail's doing too.
Yeah. So, Rough Tail being out in M-Dub.
Yeah, like, I know.
They're like flourishing really well, I feel like.
I know, yeah.
They're doing some really good stuff.
They just have some cool ideas, and it's just different than what I've seen. So.
For sure.
What about you?
I mean, I love them all, honestly, but my go-to is probably the Anthem IPA.
Mm. I like Arizona too.
Yeah, I'm allergic to wheat beers.
Oh.
Yeah, it gets my throat all tight.
That's not good.
But it tastes great before that happens.
Okay.
You know, Prairie, man, they got some good stuff too.
I haven't been to their place yet.
That Guava Funk, like the sour beers. Do you like those?
Yeah. And I like Stone Cloud too. Shout out to Ella if she's listening to this.
Even Twisted Spike's coming up in the world.
Okay. I haven't been there yet.
Somehow they're open till 11, but everybody else closes at 9.
Oh.
I think they have like low point taps that they keep on after 9. So
slightly illegal,
pretty clever little loophole. I don't know.
Is that place still open? Because I think I remember you posting a picture of it at the Root. Do you go there?
Oh, yeah.
That's like a beer bar, right?
Yeah, they have some pretty good craft beers on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And they do live music.
Yeah.
I've only been there that one time, actually. It's a bunch of buddies rode bikes out there.
Fun. I have a bike question for you. So I bought a bike last summer, and it from Goodwill. And it was like $65. My friend Judy was with me, and she's like, "That's a really cool bike." She's like, "I think it's good quality," and I think it was like $60. And so I got them down on the price to $35, and I bought it.
Wait, you talked down Goodwill?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's like stealing from the poor, isn't it?
No. Jeez. No, it's not, because they get donations for free, and then they sell it, which is like, I mean, they do help people, but I thought $60 was a little expensive for a bike I wasn't even sure it was going to like really work.
Okay.
So I got it. And it's in my garage right now. I need a place to take it so they can like tune it up and like tell me that it doesn't work or it does work. I mean, I've ridden it, so I know it works, but
it's kind of squeaky, kind of rattly.
Yeah. Where would you recommend that I would take it?
Well, if it's a junker bike, like it sounds like, I'd probably take it to Pro Bike. Like, they do a pretty like inexpensive tune up.
Okay.
I think it's like $20 or $30.
Okay.
But usually they run around 50 at the good bike store.
Okay.
Not the Pro Bike's not good, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll do that.
Yeah. And I mean, WD-40 goes a long way too. Just like spray it down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the tires definitely has a hole in it. But then I don't know anything else about bikes.
I can fix that for you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll have you come over and you can fix it.
Cool.
Well, then I think except for brown dogs, we haven't talked about brown dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to your dog.
Shout out to Bodie. He's 6 years old here in a couple months. And I named him after my favorite movie, Point Break.
Okay.
The villain.
I haven't seen Point Break.
What?
Oh.
Oh, Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves in their prime?
Putting it on the list.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So Bodie and Bodie has a friend, though, like your fiance's dog.
Yeah, Stella. She's one of those designer dogs.
Oh, okay.
She's a Labradoodle, mm-hmm. miniature one, super cute. Ever since she came on the scene, like, Bodie gets no attention. Like, everybody wants to, like, pet Stella and, like, give Bodie the cold shoulder, even though he's got, like, 800 followers on Instagram. But whatever.
Bodie needs some love. So everybody follow Bodie the dog on Instagram.
Yeah, at Bodie Dog.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for coming on. As always, you can follow him on, it's rideokc.com, and then follow him on Instagram, rideokc. You can follow OKC Over Easy at OKC Over Easy on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, soundcloud.com/OKC Over Easy and OKCOverEasy.com. I'm a regular mogul as well. I just posted my black bean and spinach enchilada recipe on OKCOverEasy.com if you're interested. So thank you for coming on. And
thank you for having us.
Yeah, everybody go book your bike tour.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Let's ride.
Just kind of talking about the flavors and the flavor notes to it, but also just some like inside history of the brewery and how those beers came about. So if you search Coop Ale Works on YouTube, you can find it. There's not a shortcut link to it, but
everybody go subscribe to Coop Ale Works on YouTube.
So we'll be working on more of that in the future.
Okay. And then as always, people can follow you, Maggie Silky on Instagram if you want them
to. Maggie Silky on Instagram and Twitter, and it's MaggieSylke, which is never how people think.
Right. And we'll tag you on everything. So, and as always, you can follow me, OKC Over Easy on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. And you can visit overeasy.blog where I blog about stuff. And I just did a, soft pretzels and Coop F5 beer cheese recipe.
Yeah, what's funny is I was in my office the other day and our admin Jessica came in and she's like, Maggie, what's this beer cheese on Instagram? And I was like, what? So
I love it.
She's like, I want this.
It was really good.
Yeah,
it looked really good. So you guys can go on there and look at that. And then next week I will be having Dave Cathy of the Oklahoman. He is the main food writer of Oklahoma City, so I'm really excited to have him, and we're going to talk about David Chang's show Ugly Delicious. So
okay, I haven't watched it, but
it's good. Don't watch the pizza episode. Like, don't start with the pizza episode.
Okay.
Start with tacos or crawfish and go from there.
Okay.
Because the pizza one was boring and really turned me off to the show.
Is that the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, that's like some Black Mirror advice. Was that I got? Yes. I don't know if you watched that.
Yes,
but I
did.
Started watching it, and then I get on Reddit and they're like, don't start with the first episode. And I was like, I made a mistake, but I got past it.
I was talking to Fee about it, Fee Wynn, and she was like, that's the worst episode. And so I watched the tacos one. And I was like, actually, it's a little weird, but it's really good. I love the fact that he's so curious, and I'll talk about this next week, but he's so curious about other cultures' foods and how people like to eat and their tastes. And he's just very curious, which is awesome to see in like a food show. So I also really want to watch Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, which is like a new Netflix show.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's a book, and then they turned it into a Netflix show.
Okay.
So I'm excited
about
that.
Is it like a docuseries or okay.
Cool. I think so. I don't know. I haven't started it yet. I'm watching spooky stuff right now. So.
Yeah, I want to watch that Haunted Hill House.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good.
We watched the first two episodes yesterday, and I thought it was pretty good. So not super scary yet, but hopefully it'll get there. But anyway, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was so great to talk to you. And everybody go buy some Coop and drink some Coop.
Yeah.
It works. Okay, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Or like just something nasty, you know, because sometimes I'm like, I just got to eat Canes or I got to eat just because I'm feeling weird. I mean, when you're on that like health journey, I'm definitely like trying to be on some kind of health journey. But
for a long time, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Until they came out with options for it.
Yeah.
Because before, like there was a solid 5 years where I was like, I don't need any of that. Like I never wanted it. But then as soon as like, and I love the Beyond Burger.
At where?
I buy it. So You can buy Beyond Burger. Okay. Yeah, the Impossible Burger, you can get it a lot of places. Beyond Burger, they do have it at the Press, actually, the Plaza. Uh-huh. But I love the Beyond Burger. As soon as that, burgers were my favorite food growing up.
Okay.
Like, I would go home from like 12th, or I was 12, so what, like 7th grade? I'd go home from school on the bus and like make a burger at home. Like, my parents were like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But that was my favorite food. So yeah. When the Beyond Burger came out, because it's a plant-based burger, but it's non-GMO, it's gluten-free, it's not made from soy. So I was like, I can totally get behind this.
Yeah.
And it really does taste like a burger. Yeah. So like, I love all of that. So when that came out, I think I started craving burgers again.
Well, yeah, you don't eat something for a long time, you're not going to crave it. Yeah. But then once you're like, I have a taste of it, you're like,
but
dead.
But now Carl's Jr. sells it.
So you're cruising down 23rd Street like, I know no one goes into that Carl's Jr., but I'm about to go get that Beyond Burger.
I've had it twice since they came out with it a few months ago. It is so good.
Oh my God. Like, I have to try it.
I forget how addicting fast food is. Yes. And I honestly, the first time I went, I was in the drive thru and I was like, oh my God, I need a hat and sunglasses on. Like,
what if they see me?
I was afraid that like anyone I knew was going to see me going through the drive thru at Carl's Jr. But then I like tried it and I was like, wow, this is good.
So what's on it? What's like, what's on the actual, I know you have the Beyond Burger. What's
so
actually on
it's
it?
It's just, I mean, it's their typical like sesame seed bun. It does not have cheese or anything. It has like pickles, lettuce, tomato, and I think it has mustard or something.
Great.
It's super simple.
Yeah.
But I think just like to taste it, I was like, wow, this is Carl's Jr.
Like, that's so funny.
This is my childhood in a bag.
Yeah. So it's like nice to have every once in a while. I had a real Chick-fil-A problem in 2018. Like, I ate Chick-fil-A all the time, and I've gone the first month
in mind, you know, thinking like I'm trying to like get people more involved.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's tough.
It's hard. It's hard. The social media part of it is hard, but word of mouth is always good. So
it's the best.
Yeah. So if you are interested in yoga, go visit the Yoga Box either in OKC or Norman. Yes. You can always find me at OKC Over Easy on Instagram. The new blog is overeasy.blog and okcovereasy.com goes there, and also crinklecutfries.com goes there. I bought that domain name a couple years ago. I'm always on the hunt for good domain names for cheap. Maybe one day Brahms will come to me and be like, can I have that? I'm going to buy that domain name from you. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, so find me there. And